as part of an ongoing series of visits to community centers that inspire our work here at WOOC and our work in the Capital Region, Steve Pierce, the WOOC correspondent, recently stopped by the Brooklyn Bridge Park Conservancy's Environmental Education Center. Located in a small building a few feet from the East River, their dedicated staff works to help adults and schoolchildren understand the local ecology.
So my name is Christina Tobich. I'm an environmental educator at the Brooklyn Bridge Park Conservancy, a nonprofit organization. We are responsible for all the public programming that happens in the park. Most of our programming is free or low-cost programming so that we can serve all the communities here in Brooklyn and the surrounding New York area. A lot of what I do is environmental education programming in our environmental education center. Every day we have several groups of schools come to us for field trips. In the summer we also offer camps to come for us for day programs as well. And we use the park as kind of an outdoor classroom or an outdoor laboratory in addition to our indoor space here. And in the environmental center, we have a lot of animals. All the animals in our space are reflective of things that are found in the park or around the New York City area. So all the fish here are actually caught by us right outside along the East River. The Brooklyn Bridge Park borders the East River, which is an estuary. We go out seining over the summer with a big net, and we're able to scoop up all these different organisms.
Now, as the listeners can hear, we're right underneath the bridge where the subway runs over, but they might not be able to know that this stretch of riverfront that you're on is used to be heavily industrial, and now it's in the process of a huge amount of change. What's going on here?
So over the last several decades, both in the East River and the Hudson River, you've seen a decline in the amount of pollutants entering the river. Of course, here in the city, we still have issues with combined sewer outflow because we have a sewage system that when it gets overflowed with rainwater, it has to flush out everything instead of bringing it to the sewage treatment plant first. So there are still some water quality issues in regards to that, but there's a lot of great organizations that are either advocating for cleanups along these waterways or are avidly doing water quality tests and monitoring the quality of our water here.
So what's the overall goal of the Environmental Education Center?
It's basically just to inform and educate the public on the different types of ecology and wildlife that are found here in New York. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, there are many different mammals in New York City, or that these rivers are not just purely trash-filled and polluted. There are rich ecosystems there. We catch seahorses. We find starfish, pufferfish, black sea bass, a lot of different things. And it's always enjoyable for me to see the faces of kids lighten up as we actually pull out these animals from the river.
Now, we're located about, 160 miles north of here on the Hudson River. Is this stretch of the East River connected somehow to our ecosystem?
Yes. So the East River is technically not a river. It's a tidal strait, which means it's connected to two bigger, larger bodies of water. One of those being the Atlantic Ocean, and the other one is the Long Island Sound. However, we also get water coming into the estuary here, the East River, through the Bronx River, which, of course, is then connected to the Hudson River. So it's true that there is water that is maybe at one point up at Troy, and it'll trickle down and possibly enter the East River down here.
And what are the big challenges of this ecosystem here, the water especially?
Probably providing a place that is not only suitable for wildlife, but also humans. People use the waterways for a variety of different reasons. Of course, it's not quite used as industrially as it used to be. We don't see huge factories, at least down here, right along the river anymore. But boats and barges still come by. Those things will, in some capacity, impact the organisms in the river. And it's trying to find that balance between making the river here a place for people to use, also to use recreationally, and making sure that water is safe so that they can do things like kayak and boat, and maybe, who knows, one day even go swimming.
Yeah, it's amazing to look at the changes here, because when I lived in New York City 20, 30 years ago, the river was something to look at but not get too close to, and now you see the water taxis and the pathways and all that. I'm struck by the network of trails that are being built up right here on the riverside. What's the goal there?
So providing recreational access and just bringing people close to the water was the goal. In this park, it's not purely just bulkhead. There's a lot of softer shorelines, which is an advantage not only to connect people back to those waterways, but also to provide some methods of stabilization for the shoreline, especially with all of the major storms and hurricanes we've seen in recent years. A big thing is creating these shorelines that are ecologically enhanced and can break up the big waves that come through so that we don't have giant waves going over the piers and just flooding everything.
So what would a typical visit to the Environmental Education Center comprise of? Who comes here and what do they do?
So the answer is everyone comes here. We designed the space so that it can be used and appreciated by people of all ages. We get kids as young as, you know, babies still in strollers to adults that, you know, come in and tell us about the changes, the dramatic changes that have happened here along this waterfront, how they remember what things used to look like before there was a park. What's great about the space is in addition to all of our programming for school groups and students, we also have the center open 4 days a week to the public. And we call those our open hours. And during that time period, families and basically anyone, tourists, people that are just wandering up and stumble upon us can come into the center, explore our various exhibits. We have educators here that can help facilitate your experience. It's also very open to you just exploring it on your own and getting what you want out of it.
How is this all paid for?
We definitely rely heavily on donors for the to the Conservancy, as well as applying for many state, local, and governmental grants.
What do you see in the future here? What would, if anything that you wanted could happen, what would that be?
That's a good question. Well, we are quickly outgrowing our space for sure. And my hope is that as we are able to continue fulfilling our mission of educating people on the East River estuary here and just environmental science as a whole, hopefully we can find the means to expand the number of programs and maybe even possibly the facilities that we have here to house all those programs.
Great. And how could folks who hear about this on the radio find out more about your project here?
You can visit brooklynbridgepark.org. You can find out all the information about the park, all the public programs and events that happen in the park, as well as everything involved in our environmental education department. I'd say if you have the chance to come down to Brooklyn, visit the park. It's not only an amazing park, it has great views of the New York City skyline, but it's probably your best opportunity to get really up and close to the water as you can while you're in the city.